The Selfish Path to Romance. Download Chapter 1 for free at drkenner.com.
This is from Tammy. See what you think about this type of a situation. My husband married, dear Dr. Kenner, my husband married a woman when he was 18. She had a young son, Joey. Okay, dad got married real young. They divorced within 4 years. He continued to see Joey every other weekend, even though Joey wasn't his biological child. He did this out of pity. They did not want to tell Joey at a young age, thinking he just wouldn't understand. That was 14 years ago. My husband's now 32. Joey is now 14 and thinks my husband is his biological dad. The boy is the only one who does not know. We are expecting our first child in 2 months, and things are getting a little awkward for us. I am frustrated. How does my husband tell the boy that he's not his real dad? Sincerely, Tammy. Tammy, I've got bad news for you. You see, even though your husband is not Joey's biological dad, what some people call the sperm donor, your husband is the only dad Joey has ever known. Your husband has played that role. He's kept that role active for over a decade, for 14 years. Now, you're saying it's out of pity, and I'm hoping that's not the case. I would feel so badly for Joey if Joey were only a pity case. But I'm going to assume something different. I am going to assume that your husband, even though he may be a little intimidated to sharing this with you fully, that your husband got some pleasure in being a part-time dad to Joey, that they shared some good times together. Maybe they went to the circus together or went fishing together or went hunting together or just sat down and Joey could share what was going on in his life with his dad. And dad has that continuity, that history of knowing where Joey's been and what he's done all these years. And Joey's got that history about dad. So they have a shared history. And I'm going to assume that Joey is a good kid, not a real mean kid who would take advantage of anybody, but that your husband's fond of him. Now, if the situation were different, I'd give different advice. But then, if this is all the case, then it doesn't matter who donated the sperm. Your husband is Joey's dad. And you should not try to get in the middle of this and try to coerce your husband or persuade him or try to talk him out of being Joey's dad. I'm assuming that they have a nice relationship. Now, let me take it from your perspective. I'm assuming that this is a new marriage. You're pregnant maybe for the first time in your life, and you're excited about starting a family with hubby, and you want a fresh start. You want to welcome your newcomer into your home as if dad had no history as a dad, as if your husband had no history as a dad. But he has. He's lived with Joey in his presence, day in and day out, for the first 4 years of Joey's life. And then he had 10 more years of contact with Joey. So notice what would happen if your husband went to Joey and said, "Listen, I've been pretending I'm your biological dad. I've been seeing you out of pity. Your real dad abandoned you. And I want to let you know now because I'm having a real child of my own and it's just awkward for you to be in our life. So I hope you understand. We're starting our life fresh. Your history." Now, obviously, that's very crude. But if your husband had to break off that relationship and he does enjoy Joey's company and being a dad, but you don't want him to be a dad to anyone else but your own child, imagine how he would feel towards your newborn child together if he knew he had the capacity to dump a son that he had 14 years with. He's going to feel guilty towards the new child, resentful at times. He's going to feel angry with you that you made him choose. He's going to feel inadequate at times. You know, maybe I can never be a good dad. It's going to totally confound the picture for both of you. So I would say, let your husband be 100% honest with himself. If he is close with Joey and wants Joey in his life, don't make him choose. Let this be totally your husband's decision. And you can reframe the situation. Instead of seeing Joey as the third wheel or, you know, someone else, he's not. Joey can be an addition to the family. He can have a big brother, or he can be the big brother or sister to the new baby. So you can actually have a richer family life, a healthier one, if you're not all worried about the ex. But, you know, he's been away from his ex for so long that I don't think that's the situation. And they did get married very young. So I think it's much healthier to respect your husband's true feelings. And then, I'm assuming that they're good feelings, and then to do what you suggest, to talk with Joey. But it will sound very different. It will sound something like, and he needs to talk with the mother too, to make sure that mom's on the same page, that it's okay to give Joey this piece of information. But dad can say to Joey, Joey,
hey, I got to interrupt this because we've got to pay some bills. 30 seconds, that's it. A very quick ad, and then Alan will be back.
Romance. I wish I knew more about what girls want from a relationship. Boy, I wish I knew more about what I want. Where's that ad I saw? Here it is. The Selfish Path to Romance, a serious romance guidebook. Download chapter one for free at selfishromance.com and buy it at amazon.com. Huh. The Selfish Path to Romance. That is interesting.
And he needs to talk with the mother, too, to make sure that mom's on the same page, that it's okay to give Joey this piece of information. But dad can say to Joey, Joey, I'm always going to be your dad. I feel like your dad. Even though we're having a new kid come into the family, that's going to be your brother or your sister. I want to share something with you that I don't see makes any difference in our relationship, and I hope you'll see it that way too. We've been connected for many years. You're my son. I feel that way towards you. Do you remember the time we went fishing? Do you remember the laughs we had when mom had to skin the fish that we brought home? Do you remember the times when we got divorced, but that I met these other girlfriends and you were in my life and we had a lot of fun? We went to Disneyland together. I want to tell you that I'm not the person who donated the sperm, but I am your dad. Mom and I didn't feel comfortable when you were young telling you that your biological father abandoned you. But I don't see him as a dad. I don't see him as a father. I don't see him as anyone but a person that gave me the opportunity to be your dad. So I don't, to me, that is a non-issue at all. He made his choices. I made mine. You are my son. You may have some questions about this over the next day or two, because you may be frustrated that we never told you earlier. Please, any questions you have, please don't bottle them up and keep them in. Ask me or mom. I would love to go fishing with you tomorrow so that any questions that pop up tonight, we can capture, we can talk about. So, Joey, I adore you to pieces, and I don't look at... I'm hoping that... that you'll be part of our bigger family and that you can celebrate the new kid too.
For more Dr. Kenner podcast, go to drkenner.com and please listen to this ad.
Here's an excerpt from The Selfish Path to Romance by Dr. Ellen Kenner.
If you think your partner is being unfair, a way to avoid overreacting is to take some time to privately sort out your feelings and your thoughts. Let's say Aaron is extremely upset with Jane's purchases, too angry to effectively talk with her at the moment. He could buy himself some cool down time by saying, Jane, I'm too angry right now to talk about this sensibly. I'm taking some time to sort out my thoughts and feelings. Let's touch base later today and talk about it. By handling his anger this way, Aaron avoids giving Jane the silent treatment or playing mind games, walking away in a huff without letting her know why he's leaving and without giving any indication of when he'll return. Instead, Aaron openly lets Jane know that he's too upset to talk at this time and that he's committed to figuring out why he feels so angry and what action would help resolve the issue.
You can download Chapter 1 for free at drkenner.com, and you can buy the book at amazon.com.